Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much. It's a rainy, rainy day here on the eastern shore of Maryland.
It is here also,
and,
yes.
You know, it heads in tomorrow, so, you know, they have all the flood warnings and all that kind of stuff up and so forth. But other than that, a gloomy day, but a happy day here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And, you know, for the second and third segment today, I would just like to make this announcement to the listeners. We have a special guest. We have Joseph Myers joining us. Butch, when we come back from the second break, we'll let Butch's knows the gentleman, and so we'll allow him to make the introductions for him. So I'm looking forward very much to the second and third segment of today's program. So first, we're going to get you updated on the gold and silver prices. Gold had a nice turnaround, up $10 today at $1,567, currently in the New York spot price aftermarket. We have silver up 21 cents at $1,788. Platinum was down 22 at $965. Palladium was down 86 at $2,379. The USDX today was stronger by 0.21 at 98.47. Crude oil was up 27 cents at 51.02. And the paper markets today, we have the Dow up to 89 points, 29,380. The NASDAQ was up 63 at 95.72. The S&P was up 11 at 3,345. 10-year yield is 1.64%. Euro is 110. And, of course, Japan and Hong Kong, they were all up huge overnight, hovering both around 2.5%. And it's... you know, Butch, it's just really, really kind of crazy. And tomorrow we have the jobs report. And, you know, I do believe everything that happens in D.C. is all theatrics.
I think you're right.
It's all marketing. It's all marketing. It's marketing. It's theatrics. It's because you can't tell me. And it's both sides because, it, you know, they were trying to benefit each other. So everything we have this week with the jobs report, the acquittal, you know, and everything else that's going on this week, it was all for higher stock market prices. And it's, you, then you have the debacle in Iowa. You have, so we'll see what the numbers are tomorrow. And we'll see what the Dow does. I mean, the Dow was up triple digits for most of the day, and so it couldn't hold it, but it had a, you know, pretty good week so far, so we'll just have to see what the markets do tomorrow. But anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Well,
I'm,
know,
into this
2 cent
thing.
I want to say this, that to fit in with this, because I just read an article here under Wit and Wisdom in a magazine I get. It says, politicians are wedded to the truth, but like many other married couples, they sometimes live apart.
Yeah.
So I thought that speaks very clearly of politicians. You know they're lying when their mouth's moving.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech. That was all staged. That was staged. That was
staged,
people. That was, and Trump wouldn't shake her hand. That was staged.
Yep.
But anyway, I won't get started on that. Be in on that for the next 20 minutes. You go ahead.
But you know what? I just want to say, you know, you hear everything. I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney. I'm not. And you know, and Butch, I don't know how you. I mean, you're the one, because you're the preacher. When someone makes a decision based on their faith, how, you know, it's, I don't know, but it's interesting because this administration now is moving ahead on shrinking Utah monuments. So this is his payback. The Trump administration today implemented plans to downsize two national monuments, Utah ensuring the lands previously off limits to Energy Department will be open to mining and drilling. The action comes despite lawsuits by conservation, tribal, and various groups seeking to restore the original boundaries. The lands have generated little interest from energy companies in the 2 years since President Donald Trump cut the size of Bear Ears National Monuments by 85%, Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument by nearly half. I didn't know these lands were being cut. Did you?
I had heard about that, Melody, but I didn't follow up on, to tell you the truth.
For mining and drilling?
Yeah, I knew they were doing that, but I didn't know how much or when. I didn't know.
So, I mean, it's so, you know, the conservative groups that have called the decision the largest elimination of protected land in American history criticized the administration on Thursday for spending time on management plans they believe will become moot. They contend Trump misused the Antiquities Act to reverse decisions. Is this the payback for Romney?
You know, you don't know. I mean, I heard a little bit of Trump's speech at the prayer breakfast this morning, and I don't know. And I didn't listen to his State of the Union address, although I do listen to parts of it later on. I can't stand to watch all of it.
I can't.
He said some things that made sense, but then he went out. But he does the opposite. The man is a manipulator. He truly is. He's an expert at it. He's like Ronald Reagan was. He's a what they call him, the great communicator. Well, Trump isn't, I don't think, quite as smooth, but he shows up at to March for Life and the wonderful thing. He gave Planned Parenthood almost $700 million last year, the highest ever in history. This is a double speak. But the masses still that follow him vehemently. I mean, you talk anything about Trump that they don't want to hear, they get really mad at you.
I know.
And this is all staged. That they divided the nation into sections now, liberals and conservatives and Christians. They divide us into, we're no longer Americans. We're divided off in sections of race and creeds and... We no longer are a nation unified with the goal of trying to live peaceably and prosper together. That's what America used to be.
So I don't know. It is very confusing, but just to be led blindly, we shouldn't do that. We need to look because we'll never know. And I'm just shocked at everything that has happened on both sides and things that are said, things that are done. But it's all orchestrated. But I look at the one side. I mean, he is the leader of this country, and it's all about Wall Street.
Yes, it is.
And we'll get the jobs report numbers tomorrow, and we'll see how that is. But the GDP. I mean, we've had stronger GDPs in previous administrations, so this isn't the greatest economy that ever lived. Not when other numbers were stronger in quite a few other administrations. So I don't know, Butch.
Well,
but anyway,
you know, I look at this. I mentioned this, I think, on email since you dated. Would you believe the average ticket price for the Super Bowl? The average price now was $7,000. The cheapest one was $47.50. As long as people can afford to throw money away like that, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, my gosh,
well,
some people don't make $7,000 a year.
Well, I don't think anybody paid cash.
I look at that and think, what is going on here? People are complaining because they can't buy heat for their houses. Maybe all those 1,000 people are all multimillionaires. No, it isn't true. We know it isn't. So Melody, I don't know. It's such a messed up society anymore. Priorities are so upside down what they used to be. But it is what it is. But $7,000 average price for a Super Bowl ticket. That's more than some people I know that work full-time make a year.
You know, what's said about that, Butch, is probably a lot of those tickets, you know, they're given to the teams. The teams have so many they can give away. And you get the season, you know, who knows how they handle the season tickets and so forth and whatnot. So probably just I wonder the actual number of people who actually pay those prices.
I don't know. It dumbfounded me.
Because the money comes from the commercials, so. But anyway, I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I should ask my cousin.
Back on the economic side, though, this is something I think should concern a lot of people, but apparently people aren't paying attention to it. The Pentagon has lost $35 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where they put $35 trillion. How in the name of all this holy can anyone lose $35 trillion? How is it possible? And the American people don't hear about this. I didn't hear about it on the news. I didn't hear the ABC saying, well, no, we got to find out where this money went. Melody, $35 trillion is more than we owe as a nation, according to the feds, for a debt. I mean, are we just going to live in blissful oblivion to all this and not even think about it? And not demand someone tell us where the Department of Defense put $35 trillion? So I think you better fix that.
I'll put it on my list of to-dos.
But you know, we're laughing about that, but it really is amazing.
I think we've talked about this before. I thought that number was even a little bit higher than that, but so.
Well, they say it's an accounting black hole. Maybe you and I should have the same kind of checking account they have. Yeah, maybe we should get the same kind of checking account. That is amazing. It really is. It breaks my heart to know.
No, you know what's really amazing, Butch? Do you really want to know what's amazing? Is nobody gives a darn.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody cares.
They're oblivious to it.
Nobody's outraged. Nobody asks. It's not the $35 trillion. Nobody's asking.
I agree.
No one is held accountable.
I haven't heard Trump mention it either. Trump hasn't mentioned that, has he?
Well, why would he?
That's what I'm saying.
Why would anybody mention the debt? Why would anybody mention, you know, the real problems of this country? It's an election year. Eat, drink, and be merry.
I don't know, Mildia, but I'm saying this, and I guess we know there's not much we can do about it, but people ought to at least be aware of it, and the news isn't telling them. And I know people, if they did hear it, would shrug it off, because I guess on their side of the tally, I understand, how do you comprehend $35 trillion? How do you know how bad it is? I mean, how many of us know what $35 trillion really is? I don't. I know the number, but what is $35 trillion?
Well, because it's a fiat money, it's meaningless. Trillion
That's
is right, almost
true.
Meaningless
it's
anymore.
It's just debit.
It's just a number. It's a word. There's no difference from, you know, a million from a million to a billion to a trillion.
Well, I do have this little thing to compare it to. A million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds, now this listen to the difference, this is amazing. A billion seconds is 30 years. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years.
Yep.
And they're 35 trillion in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
That makes a little more sense. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years long. And we think we're going to pay that back.
Well, that's just finding that part. I know, it's so ridiculous.
that's amazing. It's amazing. And Amazon last year made $13.285 billion, and they paid 1.2% tax on that. They're really paying their fair share. $162 million sounds like a lot of federal tax. Out of $13.285 billion, that's not much tax.
Hey, let's work on another tax cut.
13, I mean, yeah, really. I mean, listen, if you don't make a profit, you don't stay in business, and I'm all for profits. But that's what you call obscene profits. And it really is. And that's the kind of money that makes them, it enables them to shut down brick-and-mortar stores because they ship for free. And another thing, too, is...
It's not even obscene profit. What it is, in my view, is corporate welfare. For them to be able to have all these loopholes, you know, he's got contracts with government and everything else, and he can't, and you know, he has all these loopholes, and yet all these billionaires are the ones, oh, well, go ahead and tax us some more. We want to pay more taxes. I just want to smack them, because they have all the tools at their fingertips to avoid any new tax that would be slapped on them.
And then,
but just pay their fair share. That's all.
That's all. They're not going. They don't have to do that, and they haven't done it. But the post office is going broke because they're giving Amazon such a huge break on postage, so they bill us for the postage.
Yeah, my shipping costs are rising like crazy.
My yes, absolutely. My first year, yes, they did.
Well, try and ship things registered and insured. It used to be where you could get it done for $20, $25. I can barely get a package shipped now for $35 and $40.
Well, I remember when priority was $3. Now it's almost $8.
Yeah,
it's went up how much? Yep. Yes, that's true. So, I mean, yeah, these companies are really doing well, and I have nothing against profit. I really don't, like I said, nothing at all. But when they start charging me for what they don't have to pay,
yep,
and they're making trillions,
that's the American way anymore, Butch.
I know it is. I know it is. It's sad, but I know that. I do. So, anyway, I'll let you go on something now. I'll shut up, because I'm almost break time anyway.
Oh, no. I was just waiting for, I was just looking at that Utah thing and, you know, with Romney and everything. And I just figured, you know, the timing and everything is just like anything else. It's all timed. It's all.
Sure.
It's all theatrics.
And by the way, Bernie Sanders wants to nationalize electricity. I mean, this is a fact. While Sanders has honeymooned in the Soviet Union, praised communist Cuba, and called for taking over the major means of production, in the past he tried to rebrand his socialism as social democracy. In recent years, when I talk about democratic socialism, I'm not looking at Venezuela, I'm not looking at Cuba, I'm looking at countries like Denmark and Sweden. He says, "I'm a democratic capitalist, by the way," but he wants to nationalize electricity. That's going to work real well. Real well.
Did he call himself? What did he call himself?
A democratic capitalist.
Is that what Bernie called himself? So he's not calling himself anymore a democratic socialist. He's now calling himself a capitalist.
Democratic capitalist. Yes. Yes.
Oh, good grief. Hey, we're heading into... They're all nuts. Hey, we're heading into a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll have our guest, Joseph Meyer. Butch will introduce him. So until then, we'll stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter, and of course you can listen to these programs live and archived anytime you would like. With that, I'm going to hand the introduction of Joseph Meyer. We're excited to have him on the program today, over to Butch. Butch has interviewed him several times on his program, and so go ahead, Butch.
Well, Joseph, I have to say, I've had my program, I know, 3 or 4 times now, and I heard him before on the Power Hour and some other programs, and I'm always impressed with his knowledge, and that's the truth. But now that I've gotten to know Joseph better, let's say on a more personal basis, he reminds me a lot of Bob Chapman. Straightforward information with a heart. He actually says it because he cares. He has a news magazine that's absolutely phenomenal called Straight Money Analysis that will answer questions. And folks, he answers the questions in the writings. He puts it out in terms that even I can understand. That for a gentleman like myself who's not well-educated in a lot of financial matters, he brings it down to the level where we can understand it and know what's going on in this country. And Joseph Myers is a man that's kind-hearted. I know that right now. And he speaks the truth from his heart. And Joseph Myers, are you out there, right?
Yes, I am.
It is an honor to have you, sir. I know this is your first time on the air with Melody, and Melody Seastrom is... I'll tell you right now, Joseph, I dealt with her for a lot of years. She's the most straight up and down, straightforward, honest metal dealer that I've ever dealt with personally. And I recommend her to anybody that talks to me about whether if they want to buy precious metals, Discount Gold and Silver is where to go. And I've dealt with her now for 20 years, so I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Joseph, welcome to the program. We're glad you're with us. I'm going to kind of let you start off what you might want to share. There's so much stuff going on that I'm not going to tell you which way to go. You know where to go and what to do with it. You start off with what you want to talk about.
Well, I think when we talk about the equity markets, I think we're in the process of making a very meaningful top. Having said that, it doesn't mean we see the highs on today or tomorrow or next month, but we are getting close. I think we've got to keep in perspective. Bull markets are born on pessimism, they grow on skepticism, they mature on optimism, and then they die on euphoria.
Mm. Very well put.
Did you hear that?
That's a new one. I like that. But you go ahead. What else you want to share?
I think it's a time for caution. I think it's a time to look at alternative investments, certainly gold and silver. As I've said in the shows we've done many times, I don't think we'll ever see these precious metal prices again in our lifetime. I truly don't. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and investors would be well advised to take advantage of it.
Well, Joseph, let me ask you this question. They've dumped about $6 trillion better dollars into the repo markets in the last few months.
Yes,
I mean,
they
have. That is an outstanding number. How long can it do that? And I know it's supposed to be paid back in a matter of days or weeks, but it isn't happening. We know it's not happening. That's just dumping money into a hole, a big black hole. How long can it keep that up, and what if that ends?
Well, I think that's the question everybody's asking. Not only when it will it end, and how will it end? And I think the answer to that is it won't be good. These markets are being artificially supported. I don't believe there's any way they can continue to do it for the long term. I truly don't. I think it's an ending rather than a fresh beginning, Butch.
Well, you know, this only supposed to last here for a couple, 3 weeks. It's been, what, since September they started to think it was?
Six months.
6 months. And if that's all keeping the markets up, then we know they're just passing digits around. There's no real money changing hands. We know that. It's just credit and digits and fiat currency. But sooner or later,
I think the reason that they had to support the repo market, I got the belief that a hedge fund had blown up in September, and there was a liquidity crisis in the market that they didn't want to make people aware of, so they started funneling huge sums of money into the markets, in the overnight markets, to support what was going on. That's what happened.
Well, how did
they? And now we got China doing the same thing.
Absolutely, Melanie.
Yeah.
Mm. So the world's two leading economic powers are dumping nothing into nothing and putting everything further in debt. Is that a good way to put it?
That's exactly right, Pastor.
Wow. Melody, what's your input on that?
Well, you know, they've been synchronizing the stimulus, you know, Europe, China, us, into these economies. We say it all the time. And, you know, just to keep the system going, just to keep these economies going. They can't stop. They won't stop. And now they're pumping money into the repo.
They don't want to admit it, but we all know it is.
Yeah.
You have U.S. non-financial debt. It's increased from $33 trillion in 2007 to $53 trillion in 2019. Total global debt has increased from $70 trillion in 2008 to $250 trillion currently, which now sets a record of being 330% of GDP.
Wow. In 2008,
debt that can't be paid.
That's exactly right.
And 2008 was a huge economic hit on the country.
All
the banks were bailed out. But if we got hit that hard at that lower rate in debt, we went up 300% since then. My gosh, what's the next one going to be like?
Well, it's going to be a full-blown debacle. That's exactly what it's going to be.
How long, in your opinion, do you think they can keep this up?
Not much longer. I think we're coming to the end of the line. We're starting to see liquidation of dollar-denominated assets from the countries that are holding the debt from all over the world. People are fleeing the dollar, and they're going to continue to flee it if this continues.
Well, explain to us what that means.
Well, no fiat currency, as you know, has ever stood the test of time. They've all been printed into oblivion. And we're on the road to do that with the U.S. dollar. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when we get to that point, but I think we're rapidly approaching it, Butch.
Well, you know, we have held on with that fiat currency longer than most countries have. You know that. They've managed somehow to keep balancing it around from gold and silver-backed monies to oil, and that's going. And that's been bouncing around just from pillar to post for a long time, and they made it work somehow this long, even though we know that it's worth less every day. So,
well, as you know, we were only on the gold standard from 1944 to 1971, 27
right.
years.
Right.
And we've now been off of it 49. We took the silver out of the coins 1965, and the rest is history.
And the dollar has inflated unbelievably in the last 40-some years. It really has. I mean, it's become worth less and less every day. And I've said this many times, Joseph, many times, that everyone says, well, you said the economy would collapse 20 years ago. And I said, don't you understand? It doesn't collapse overnight, usually. It's been taken down gradually. The dollar's worth less every day. The dollar is not collapsed. It is collapsing. And it's worth, what, 3 cents on a dollar from 1933 to now? That's probably the dollar worth of 3 cents of what it used to be. Is that still an accurate figure?
That's very accurate.
So,
well, as you know, we also have $15 trillion worth of sovereign debt now with negative interest rate.
Well, that's going to float for a long time, I'm sure. That is amazing. But the whole world, a lot of other countries are doing the same thing. We're not the only one in this mess. I mean, most of the countries in the world are in this mess.
It's a global fiasco, and that's why it's going to be a foot race to get out of these currencies and get into gold and silver. there's not that much above ground gold and silver, but you don't realize that until you try to buy in quantity or size. There's not going to be enough gold and silver to go around. It's going to be whoever gets to the market first and buys it up.
Well, we do know that Russia, China, and other nations are buying up huge amounts of gold and probably silver also. When they back their yuan or whatever, the ruble by gold, that would totally destroy the dollar. The dollar would totally, but the dollar would not be accepted anywhere.
Well, you know, at the end of World War II, we had 16,000 tons of gold. We currently have, as last reported, 8,300 tons. I believe, and have believed for quite some time, that China is sitting on right now 30,000 tons of gold.
Wow. Comment
down
below.
They're also sitting on a tremendous amount of silver as well.
Well, what do you think they're waiting on
before
they switch their currency over to the
big bank?
Well,
as you know, China is now the largest gold producer, having surpassed South Africa a number of years ago. And, you know, the other day I came across a Krugerrand. It was one of the first Krugerrands ever minted. Take a guess what year it was minted.
Don't know.
1967.
What year?
67.
1967?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gold
okay.
is $35.
I mean, I knew, when you said that, I was thinking at $35. Boy, if you had some money back in and started buying it back in, we'd be cleaning up right now.
Well, you know,
but,
as
I said,
the relationship we did together, few people realize, twice in history, 1 ounce of gold bought the Dow, 1932 and 1980. And I'll go on the record and say it again. I think we'll see it a third time. 1 ounce of gold by the Dow. The question is at what price, but it'll happen.
Yeah, I remember when I first got into this.
That's a big statement.
When I first got into the business, it was always the gold would cross at 3,000 and the Dow would be 3,000. Now I think those numbers, I think gold's price is going to be a little bit higher now.
I think the cross will come somewhere between 10 and 12,000 an ounce, Melanie. I truly do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, an ounce of silver in 1967 traded in parity with a barrel of oil. They were both a buck and a half. So if you look at oil currently around $51, that's exactly what silver should be trading if it trades in parity, which it should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where
I got a long-term target on silver, 500 an ounce. And I think we'll see it.
And you know, everybody always asks me, when is all this going to happen?
Yeah.
And I'm in the anybody who gives dates or whatever, they really don't know what they're talking about.
But we know it will happen, and that's why you got to take precautions and buy your precious metals now, because we don't know when it's going to happen.
We don't know when. There's so many distractions out there
gold.
Right now. People buying gold is probably the furthest thing from their mind. But I know the big money, they know they're, you know, it's like everybody's got this feeling. Everything is so crazy. There's so much chaos. There's so many things that you can put your finger on that's just not normal. You know, the things are not working
normal.
You
know as well as I do, at the height of the last bull market we had in the metals in the early 1980s, less than 5% of the investing public owned any gold and silver. And that was with gold at $8.50 and silver at $49.45 an ounce. So the question is, what percentage of investors own gold currently at these prices? I think the answer is very little. Everybody's piled into this enormously overvalued equity market. They should be taking money off the table and buying gold and silver and putting it away. That's what they should be doing, but they're not going to do it.
Well, you got a lot of pensions and retirement accounts.
Yes.
And that are just going to get wiped out.
Well, as J.P. Morgan has said many, many years ago, gold is the only real money. Everything else is credit.
Yep.
That's very true. And
you know, I've often said, Butch, it's not what you think you know that can hurt you in these markets. It's what you think you know that you're going to find out is not true. That's what's going to hurt you in these markets.
Absolutely, I agree. And you've been on the on this front, battling this war for how many years now?
50 years.
50 years, and you've seen a lot of things coming down.
I was 19 years old. Went up to Wall Street in 1972, became a fully licensed stockbroker with Merrill Lynch. I was 25. I've been in the industry in one capacity or another ever since. I'm writing a newsletter, Straight Money Analysis, as you know, 10 years.
Yeah, and that newsletter is absolutely stupendous, folks. If you get a chance, I'm going to have Joseph tell you how you can get a copy here soon, but that newsletter is worth every penny of it. If you're interested in finances, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a broker or just a common guy like me. If you want to know what's going on economically, you need the magazine. You need the newsletter. And, you know, thanks to guys, people like Melody, Joseph, and Bob Chapman in the past, I started buying what I could in precious metals back in the middle 90s. And, I'm so thankful I did. I'm so thankful I listened to these people. I really am. And for all this time since then, I've been dumped. Oh, he was. He was absolutely one of the best.
I did shows with him on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. I think I told you that.
You did, yes, yes. A lot of people miss him. I know Melody does too, don't you, Melody?
He was my buddy.
Yeah, he was.
He knew an awful lot about the markets, and he really shared his knowledge. I respected him very much.
And he called the events happening. He called them. He just about called it right down to the month and year of what was going to happen. He did. And I was amazed at that.
He was a straight shooter.
Yes, he was. That's kind of why I like you, because you are too. You remind me somewhat of Bob, because you just laid on the line, and you said it in a way that people can understand it, just like Bob did. You're not talking over our heads. That means a lot to people like myself, because I'm not trained in what you are. But you make it down where Butch Paul can figure it out. And I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I'm here to tell you what you need to know, what you can and should be doing, and I tell you how and when to do it. That's what the newsletter is about. That's why people need it.
I totally agree.
I give you information nobody wants you to have. You know that. You've seen a number of issues of the newsletter, Pastor.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And as I read it, I see things, some things are new, but then you go into areas that I hadn't even thought of yet that we need to be looking at. And that's why I like reading it, because I learn so much more and get a broader picture of this whole menagerie of confusion out there. I mean, the economic system should be simple, but it's so, so convoluted.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading into a break right now. We'll be right back with our special guest, Joseph Meyer. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is...
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Financial Service Network brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul and Joseph Meyer, and we're talking about gold and, you know, what's going to be happening in the future, topics that people just are sort of ignoring right now because there's so many distractions out there. The stock markets are high. People have been are kind of being thinking that if the stock market is high, the economy is great, and well, I think a little bit differently. And we were talking about currencies and the different types of currencies that will happen when the system, you know, you can call it whatever you want, reset, collapses, merges, purges, you know, but when we have this correction, Butch asked Joseph during the break what happens to the U.S. dollar. And I'll let him explain that. And then my question to him is, I always figured one way they do it is they would extend or increase the basket of the currencies, put a percentage of gold in there to balance out the currencies, to keep them from, you know, being, you know, at least stabilize the currencies, and they would be using those. Because your unit of trade, I mean, we're not going to eliminate global trade anymore. I mean, that's, so they need a gold unit for trade, and they need to stabilize the currencies in the future.
Okay. Bob, explain that to us again, if you don't mind, about the dollar and the two currencies.
Well, I think when the system implodes and it finally fails, they're going to have to back the international dollar, which we use for trade with the gold reserves we have at Fort Knox. I think we'll also have a domestic dollar that will continue to be a fiat printing press dollar. But I think the key will be China backing the yuan with gold first. That'll be the tripwire which will set things in motion, Butch.
Well, so I know I'm dense, but explain to us, how are you going to do this? I mean, what are you going to say? How are they going to bring it up? Hey, we're going to have a new national currency and then a worldwide money. How's that going to work?
Well, China is currently holding over $3 trillion in dollar-denominated assets, and they want out of them. And they're going to demand some kind of repatriation and something other than a fiat dollar, and that's where we're going to have to swap it with a gold-backed dollar. So that's going to set things in motion as to where we're going to be going globally with the currency reset. But we're not only going to see a currency reset, we're going to see an asset reset. These assets are going to be repriced in a currency backed by gold. They're going to lose a tremendous amount of their artificial value. That's not behind us. That's still in front of us, which most people are not even considering.
And what do you mean by that, Joseph? What do you mean?
Well, if you got an asset and it's valued in dollars and say it's worth $100,000, and it comes down to reevaluating with a currency reset and a currency backed by gold, that asset may be worth only half or a third of what it was worth in a paperback dollar. That's what I mean.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, it's this stuff is getting a little deep for me to understand all this. But so we would lose value on our, say, our homes if this happens?
Yes, because what we would be doing is converting, say, five old dollars to two new ones or three new ones, depending on the convertibility.
Okay, so in order to get the new money, you would have to do what?
You'd have to turn in the old.
Okay, but, I mean, you're talking about cash. What if you don't have any cash? What if all you have is your home or your cars or whatever?
Well, you're going to have to sell it and raise the cash.
Wow. You know that.
How else are you going to convert it?
That is a I hadn't thought about that. That's a deep smack. So people who have got their homes paid for, perhaps, may have sold their homes just in order to survive.
That's exactly right.
And if you have gold and silver, you could always cash that in for that new money, right?
Well, the gold and silver is going to be convertible into the new currency.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can always cash that in then for the new currency.
So your buying power is going to stay intact. It's not going to be eroded. That's why you need gold and silver.
Well, I hadn't thought about that aspect before, Melody. Had you?
Yes.
Well, you should have brought that up. I never thought about it. That's a good point. People will lose their homes and everything just so they can have a little more extra cash. But then they have to start over again, won't they? They have to buy another home.
And the thing of it is... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joseph.
Go ahead, Melanie.
I was just going to say, yeah, if you have a $500,000 house and you have to sell it, well, you know, people aren't going to be... People won't... Their dollar isn't going to be buying that $500,000. So, yeah, your house is going to be devalued dramatically.
Absolutely.
But what I'm saying is, if you sell it, you have to sell it to get the new money, you have to buy another house somewhere. So, I mean, you'll be back in debt again, maybe?
No, because you buy the new home for cash.
But you think you get enough cash out of your place that you can buy another house and start out with enough extra cash to go on
from
there?
You get enough cash on the convertibility of the old currency and the new backed by gold. That's how you'll do it, Pastor.
Wow. That's interesting stuff.
See, this is what nobody talks about that people need to know and be aware of. This is what I write about in the newsletter.
Folks, now you see why we tell you why gold and silver is so important right now. If this happens in our lifetime, and I think it will, I do believe it will, I really do, you need to check on that and talk to Melly about this. And you don't have to have a fortune to start investing in that. You really don't. Anything's better than nothing. 800-375-4188. And Joseph, tell them how they can get a copy of your newsletter magazine.
Go to the website, StreetMoneyAnalysis.com, click on newsletter. There's a full sample issue of the newsletter on the website you can download and read. I write a quarterly newsletter, 4 issues a year. I'm currently working on the March 2020 issue. My latest issue of the newsletter, as you know, Butch, was the December 2019.
Yes.
1 year subscription, $259.95. 6 month subscription, $149.95. And if you become a subscriber, you always have the right to have access to me and ask questions on anything I write in the newsletter.
And for advice on what maybe they should do also, right?
Well, I don't give advice, but I can certainly point you in the right direction, that's for sure.
Well, you certainly have the knowledge and experience on this. And Amelia, I like your straightforward attitude, don't you?
Absolutely. And you know what the problem is? There was a Gallup poll, and there was a record. 90% of Americans are satisfied with life. And, you know, that's all great and everything, but it just goes to show you that 90%, that's going to be those 90% of Americans that are going to be hit the hardest.
And they are, but they don't want to believe it.
They don't want to believe it.
You know, it's okay to lie to the public, which I've learned, but I've never done, as long as you tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I've said many times, if you want to help people, you tell them the truth. If you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
That's what politicians
like
do.
Our politicians.
There you go. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Oh, Butch, we were going to say that at the same time. That means we're thinking alike.
That's kind of scary. I don't like to think like a woman. That get me in trouble. But anyway.
One ounce silver coin at the height of the turmoil in Venezuela, a 1 ounce silver American Eagle, when the currency became literally worthless, bought $250 worth of groceries. Nobody talks about that, but that's a fact.
They also don't talk about when they were going through their height of the time that you're talking about, is their stock markets were hitting record highs. And what did it do for them? Nothing.
Well, that's what this stock market's going to do for the average investor here when it's finally over and done. It's going to do nothing.
So the stock markets really have very little to do with prosperity.
Well, you know, as I said in a recent show we did together, we first traded at 1,000 in the Dow in 1966. We didn't get back above 1,000 in the Dow and stay above it till 1983, 17 years later. When the Dow peaked 1929, 381 in the Dow. We didn't trade above 381 in the Dow till 1946, a long time. I think when we see the final high in this market here, it'll be at least a decade, maybe 20 years, till we ever get back to those levels, if at all.
When the market does take a hit, how much do you think it's going to descend?
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Well, that'll wipe out a lot of people's incomes and retirement. That's a fact. It will.
Well, you got to remember, Butch, the rally started in March 2009, 6470 in the Dow, 670 in the S&P. You've got 23,000 points in the Dow and 2,700 points in the S&P. How much more can you expect out of this bull market? It's very aged and very tired.
Wow. That's a sobering thought. It really is. And I know people personally that have tried to talk into, protecting their wealth who have all the retirement tied up in it. In
1970
the,
to 1979, it took 9 years for gold to go from 35 to 200. It then took only 5 months to go to 850. Anybody talk about that? No.
Interesting.
But you don't know that can hurt you.
It is. I just learned something that, today on today's program. I'm so glad you told me about the new dollar and how it's going to work. That is interesting. To know that you have to sell your house just to get the new money in your pocket. That is something I hadn't really thought about. Again, folks, gold and silver can protect your butt through that mess, too, if you have enough sense to go ahead and get some of it while you got a chance. It's not going to get any cheaper, is it, Joseph?
No, it isn't.
I mean, look
what's
happened in the last couple months. Go ahead, Melda. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm just thinking, what everyone is missing, we talk about finances and knowing that gold and silver is the only, financial survival. That's going to be your survival. But we're going to lose so much more that people just cannot, and it's difficult to explain and to grasp all that we lose through this process. And those who have been accountable for doing what they've done will go unchallenged and unpunished. And we'll lose so much. And
gold is the money of kings, Melanie. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants. And debt is the money of slaves. That's all you need to know.
Yep.
Very well put.
And
you said something on the program the other night that you said that in Germany, they bought a whole block of the city.
At the height of the Weimar Republic and collapse, 1923, a one-ounce gold coin bought a whole city block in Frankfurt, Germany. That's history and a fact.
That's amazing. And how many times has gold and silver proved itself out over the years, and people still ignore it?
Every single time.
I mean, it's amazing. It is amazing. And folks,
you know,
I don't know why you're not called Melody every day.
Carried on the books of the U.S. men. Take a guess. I know exactly.
How much silver you said? I have no idea.
Still priced at $1.29. That's the official U.S. government price for an ounce of silver.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How do they get by with that?
Well, that's what they value it at. 1914, an ounce of silver was 50 cents. 1939, an ounce of silver was 35 cents. 1963 was $1.29. 1990, during the Gulf War, was $4.12. 2001, during the War on Terror, 4.67. And in 2017, it was 15.50. How do I know? I did the research. I do all the research on the facts I put in the newsletter, so I know the information is right because I researched it personally.
Folks, that's straight money analysis. straightmoneyanalysis.com. Straightmoneyanalysis.com. Check it out. You'll be so glad you did. I'm telling you, the information is on there. And I'm so glad that you are getting to hear this firsthand from Joseph on Melanie's program, because, as I said, he's almost like another Bob Chapman. Melanie, I know about out of time. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, we are just about out of time. Joseph, real quick, any one item we should kind of keep an eye out for?
Well, I think this coronavirus could be the black swan that really sets things in motion. Quite honestly, Melanie, I think the epidemic's far worse than we're being told, and I think eventually, if it turns out the way I think it has a possibility of doing, it could take down the global economy. Certainly take China down, that's for sure.
Yep, and they're already hurting.
And that's a huge hit. That's a huge hit.
Well, Joseph, I want to thank you for joining us today. Hope we can do it again soon in the future.
And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Butch, thank you for joining me today again.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. I've learned something today. Thank you.
Yes, and we'll be back tomorrow. James Corbett will be joining for my conversation for the two segments. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.